Every generation has its all-night teen movie, from American Graffiti and 16 Candles to Can't Hardly Wait and Superbad. Now millennial nostalgics are getting their chance with Y2K.
We are experiencing major problems as a result of the Y2K breakdown.
The story follows a high school misfit in 1999 attending a New Year's Eve party where he hopes to finally kiss the girl of his dreams.
Any lucky lady gonna get the midnight kiss?
However, when the Y2K bug executes at midnight and the machines start a violent revolt, the partying teens must try to survive.
Someone's on the net?
I'm all for the genre mix-up we get in this film. However, the movie fails to commit to either one.
Oh, snap!
The all-night party film half of the script just strings together a series of cliches. At least the sci-fi thriller element tries to be unique.
You've got mail.
However, outside of aping the goofy opening sequence of Stephen King's coke-fueled fever dream Maximum Overdrive, the story ends up stumbling into that film's incoherence.
Bye-bye, human race.
We're talking global computer apocalypse.
Sorry, guys!
Even if you're weepingly nostalgic for 90s music, AOL, and a quote-unquote simpler time before social media, the lack of story depth and likable characters found me rooting for the killer robots.
Think they'll still do graduation?
Y2K gets 2 dial-up modems out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.